If you feel lost and confused in your life about what you should do, what you shouldn't do, why do you think the way you think, which thought is right, which thought is wrong, this is Brown Santa talking to you about the matters of head and your heart. Keep listening, boo-boo. I love you. Hi, this is Brown Santa, recording another podcast from his car. I just came back from a workout, fucking hard workout. Before my workout, I had a pre-workout. My pre-workout was a banana bread. Oh, it tasted so good. And when I was working out, made me feel guilty as fuck. But that's not what we are going to focus on right now. I just came back. I wanted to talk about relationships. Man, I always had such a tough time managing relationships. I don't know why, but I just feel like I always keep on ending up with the wrong person. Not the wrong person, I should say, actually. Someone who is not in alignment with me and the way I am. And breaking up in a relationship is not the toughest part. Breaking up is so easy. All you gotta do is just quit. Quitting is easy. But the tricky part is the decision not to go back. That is something that takes so much courage. It takes so much courage not to go back. Breaking up is easy. And it takes much more effort to stick to your decision if you are not sure what do you want, because when you have a breakup, in those moments all the things that are not working between you and the other person are very fresh in your mind, and they help you make a decision that this is not for you. You guys are not supposed to be together. This is not something that will end up being a healthy relationship. That's something that I look for in a relationship. If my relationships are not making me a better person, if they're constantly being a burden on my head to keep it healthy, in that case, I don't consider that a healthy relationship. I think a relationship is something that should take away all your burdens, and all you want to do is spend time with the person, or you know, that all the burdens of your life should fly away when you are with that person, even if you are with that person on the phone. But if you are with that person on the phone or in person and it's taking a lot of energy to just keep it up, just keep it healthy, then that doesn't sound like a very healthy relationship. That only sounds like emotional torture. So in that case, when you have a breakup with a person like that, with whom you feel like you are not having a healthy mindset, when you are with that person in a relationship, and all those things start making sense that, okay, this is not working for me, this is not working for me, that is not working for me, and overall, every indication will point you in a direction where your mind will tell you it is better to take a step back. But after you break up, a week passes by, 2 weeks passes by, 3 weeks passes by, in my case, quite some time can pass by, and you know, all those reasons that you had in your head which helped you make a decision to break up, they start kind of fading away and you start losing track of them. And then if one of the persons takes an initiative to try to get back, then all those reasons kind of take a back seat and all the beautiful memories, all the good times you had kind of take the wheel and they start navigating your ship of relationship. But eventually, if that relationship is toxic, then all those thoughts that have been burning at the back of your head, they will eventually come back because the same behavior, the same things will hit right in your head again. They will start making sense again. And this whole cycle of breaking up and then again jumping back into the relationship and then again breaking up and again jumping back into the relationship is something that is very, 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 very toxic. It's very time consuming, and I think it also stops us from making space for someone who is really supposed to be in your life. Because if all your energy is divided between somebody, between you and somebody you want to be with but you're not sure if you don't want to be with, then the person who is supposed to be in your life, the right person to say, will not be able to come into your life, because until and unless you burn the old boats, you won't be able to develop new cities. You won't be, when I say that, I mean you won't be able to build something new by sticking to something that has been pulling you back into your past. If you want to make a new venture in life, I think we have to give up all the non-wanted all the unwanted energy in your life. You have to just say goodbye to it once and forever. And then only I think new energy, new people, somebody who is supposed to be with you can enter in your life. And the new, and whatever you have learned from your previous relationships, I mean all those things which made you quit, not quit I would say, but which made you refuse to be in a relationship, which made you so uncomfortable, I think we have to keep them in check that we don't fall in the same pattern again and again, because I tend to fall in the same pattern again and again, and it is not healthy. It's a wastage of time, yours and theirs, because everyone's time is precious, and if they're not supposed to be with you, they should be with somebody whom they are supposed to be with, and everyone should be able to find a relationship in their life which is healthy, which takes you forward in life, which makes you a better person, which makes you feel that you matter, that your existence matters, which somebody who can make you forget everybody else. Something like that. And it can be different for different people. You can't one solution cannot solve everyone's problem. So everyone have a different kind of chemistry, and at the end of the day we have to read ourselves, we have to learn about ourselves, so that we can be able to be who we are in front of the person, whoever you are trying to be in a relationship with. If I can't be with the person, if I can be myself, if I can't say everything that's in my heart, if I have to filter things, that's not something that works with me. I can filter out things with people with whom I am not connected in that kind of a relationship, but if somebody is that close to my heart, then I think I should be able to share everything that's in my heart. And yeah, relationships, man, they teach you a lot, and then again they make you feel like you don't know anything at all. It's just how it is. All right, people, Brown Santa here, podcast from my car, January 9, 2019. Take care.